Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Shani. May I please get your zip code to pull up an account?
Sure. It's 71406.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Joanna Steinke.
And that was 71406, correct?
Correct.
Not pulling up anything about the zip. Could you provide me with your email?
Sure. It's joJOSTEINKE@hotmail.com.
Have you ordered with us before?
Yes. That's what I'm calling about, an order.
And all of your orders are being shipped to the 71406 zip?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Bear with me. Let me see if I can search by your last name.
Okay.
Excuse me. And that is spelled STEINKE?
Correct.
What products did you order with us?
It is the Omax BioKirk Curcumin.
Do you know when your most recent order was?
Today. I mean, like, I just got an order in today.
Okay, so you just received one in the mail today?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it have an order number or order ID on it?
It does.
What is that?
OHS1143IH.
Not bringing up anything with that one. Do you have, would it have a SH dash in front of it?
No. And it says pick number 9961.
Would it be under anyone else's name in the household?
No. No, and I mean it has, you know, my address, like shipped to, it has my name, the address. But, I mean, the entire reason I'm calling is because I don't remember ordering it. Like, I definitely use that. And, like, I used to order it on Amazon.
And that's what I was about to say. Is it possible that it could have been ordered through a third-party vendor?
No, because, like, they quit carrying it. And so, because I like that Omax brand, so then I went online, ordered it from the store, or, you know, I can't remember, online, and I received a bottle. You know, so, like, now, I have a bottle right now. I mean, it's exactly like the one I got in the mail, but it's still halfway full. So then I'm like, am I on some kind of, you know, like,
auto ship?
Right.
Now, if you said that you... Being that I'm not pulling up an account at all with your email, your name, or anything like that, it is possible that you, when you said that you ordered through Amazon, you may have a subscription through them.
But I haven't ordered on Amazon. I mean, I can't even get it on Amazon anymore. Like, that's how I used to get it.
Right.
And on my Amazon account, it would show that. And
We did have a span of a couple months where it was out of stock.
Okay.
So it is possible that you may have a subscription, but due to
the
out of stock, you weren't receiving
like,
it.
Like through my Amazon, I don't have it because I'm able to pull that up and look, you know, to see if I what I have. The only thing I do through that is like for my dog. Mm-hmm. So,
do you see that you were billed for the BioKirk?
I mean, it just says this is not a bill, no payment required. I'm assuming it was put on a credit card. I mean, I'd have to look, but I mean...
Is the packing slip coming from omaxhealth.com?
The packing slip says Omax Health in the left, the top left. I have a... Okay, and then the order number I gave you was on there. Let me see. There's something on the back, too. I mean, it's just like OMAX health terms and conditions. I mean, to me, because it's through, like, Great Lakes Fulfillment. I mean, to me, if I order something off Amazon, it always comes, like, in an Amazon package. I mean, this seems to have come directly from, I mean, it's from Canal Street in Lewiston. Is that?
Yeah, that's our direct address.
Yeah, and, like, I've got, I mean, that's just odd to me.
Bear with me just another couple moments. I'm going to see if I can search it in different ways. Not sure why I'm not pulling up anything.
That is so odd. And see, we just had, like, my daughter has, like, we give her a credit card, you know, to carry, like, in case of emergencies. I mean, she's only 21. So, and while she was, she's a nurse, and they think somebody maybe at the hospital or somebody anyhow got a hold of her number. So we dealt with that, but, you know, we immediately got a message, you know, that it was possible fraud. So, but this, I guess normally, because it's something I use, I wouldn't even be calling about it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But because that just happened to me, I'm like, okay, how is this going on? Unless it's just something, you know, that I ordered months ago and I forgot about. But I'm like, I don't think so when I have, you know, three quarters of another bottle. So, I was just kind of trying to see what was going on.
Yeah, and I don't have anyone with the last name in there. Let me make sure that I'm spelling it correctly. S-T-E-I-N-K-E.
S-T-E-I-N-K-E, yes. But, I mean, it's crazy that you can't even pull up the order number. I mean, that's odd.
And you said that your name is on the packing information.
It is. Yeah, on both the inside and the outside. I have a UPS tracking number. I mean, like I said, I just got it today, so it's not like I've put it off calling or, I mean, I was surprised, you know, I opened it and I was like, wow. And I hate making phone calls like I normally don't, like I'm just like, whatever. But I think because of what had just happened, I just, you know, I just want to make sure. And then I'm like, am I losing my mind? Did I order something and not?
Yeah, I'm not pulling up anything at all. I tried to, again, to look by the email that you provided for me. What I would like for you to do is go back and verify your banking information to see where you're being billed for what you received.
Okay.
To see if you can track it that way. But it's not coming from omaxhealth.com, and it's possible that you could have had something sent through a third party, or I'm not sure.
And would that still have your packing slip on the inside and your address?
It would still have OMAX's packing information in it. However, if it was ordered through a third party, it would not, that order specifically would not be in our system because the account was not created with us, even though the products are being sold from us.
Okay. But what about, like, you know, the outside envelope package? It has your address.
Yeah, it was, it's still going to have.
It would still be that way?
Yes. Yes. So even though you'd order through a third party, when you open it up, it's still going to have all of OMAX's information on it.
Okay, well, I will certainly look it up because that just, I mean, that makes sense to me if I would have ordered it from, you know, like just a place online and then you all fulfilled the order. Like that makes sense. Did you say you were at it? Well, no, that was if it was through Amazon.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
okay,
I also checked
the
site as far as could it be anybody else, you know, possibly could have ordered it. But your last name is very unique, so there's no one else in our system in Texas with that last name.
I'm in Louisiana.
Okay. Let's see, no Louisiana addresses either.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I will certainly look at the credit card information and then just
Also, double-check your emails as well. See if you can trace back to see, because normally if you're getting a delivery, there should have been some information saying, hey, this is your tracking number for your order. See if you can find that email in there. And if it is from OMAX, give us a call back so we can look at that. There should be an order number inside of that email.
Okay, that would be different from the one
that I tried to search for that you provided.
Okay. All right, I'll do that now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thanks for calling OMAX Health.
All right, bye.